Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour with Randy Gordon, only on LA Talk Radio.
The stats, math figures, poll results, and or other facts may be incorrect as the host may be too buzzed or drunk to intelligently refer to them.
Welcome, everybody, once again to the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour. I am your host, Randy Gordon, and I have guests again this evening. Dose. So close to Cinco de Mayo. Dose. Yes. We've got G-Rock, DJ G-Rock.
Hello, friends.
In the house. Yes. And Nate Doughty.
Doughty, goddamn.
Doughty. Like a Doughty, almost like Doughty, but...
Yeah. Like Doughty. Almost like Downy, like the stuff you wash your clothes with, I guess.
Downy.
Yeah, it's called Downy.
Okay.
Nate Downy.
Downy, yeah.
Okay. You can call me Tide then for the show. Yeah,
right. Okay, we'll call you Tide. There you go. All right. So I said, hey, you guys want to come on and we'll have a real cocktail hour because, you know, there's a bunch of us here. So it's a kind of a real cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to drink? And Nate chimes in Johnny Walker. Black originally?
Yeah, I said black originally and then you downgraded on me.
Yeah, because it was a couple dollars cheaper.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
He doesn't like black people, in other words.
That's what he was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I went with the red for my Native American heritage.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Randy really went for it with the red label.
Yeah. Yes.
Notice with your feather in your ear or whatever.
Feather in my cap?
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah.
Dances with podcasts. Yeah. Now you normally drink black for some reason. You just like it better than this one? Have you had this one before?
I've had this one before. I was introduced to it actually by G-Rock over here. Actually, the first time I was drinking scotch, he was like, "Oh yeah, you gotta go red. Red's the cheapest." I was like, "What's your red label?" And I looked at me like I was a retard because I didn't know what a red label actually meant.
Mm. Oh,
and I have no idea what he's talking about. So that means I was probably drinking the red label at the time, also.
Right. You're probably halfway through the bottle. Yeah. Sure, you gotta drink this. This is what I'm drinking.
It's quality.
Yeah. Oh, so you thought like red label was just a style of. Not like Johnny
whiskey.
Walker's.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought it was like, oh, let me have your red label.
Oh, you know what, though? I saw today in the store when I was looking at this, there is another company has a red, blue, and a black that they were doing. And but they were all the same price. So maybe they're, you know, I can't remember what
was
it was.
Fruit of a Loom or something?
No. But I wonder if they were just, you know, trying to... come, you know, do this thing like Johnny Walker. And there's sort of that mystique of Johnny Walker, too, with the red and the blue and the black label. And the blue is supposed to be the most expensive, right?
Yeah, blue's supposed to be the most expensive. And weren't you telling me, Greg, there was a story of, you know Doc, right?
Yeah.
Apparently he booked some, like, major thing. Anyway, for those who don't know, he's just this elderly gentleman, 70s.
Doc is an actor. He's on, you can currently see him on The Ranch.
On Netflix, right?
On Netflix right now. He's been doing a lot of days on The Ranch. He's a short, little skinny, bearded, older guy. Looks like he's got one foot in the grave, but he doesn't.
Seriously, looks like he rose out of his coffin every time.
Yeah, but you know what? He started later in life doing the acting thing.
Right,
like he started in his 60s or whatever.
Yeah, only like 10, 15 years ago we started, you know, because he just got that look, long beard and really, really going.
Yeah.
So he books gigs more than... anybody else I know. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has that thing for being a hobo. You know, he
does. He has that hobo look.
Yeah.
So he was there, and he's celebrating doing some big deal.
Anyway, he's booking some sort of gig. And you were telling me the story, Greg, that he comes in, and he's just like, Johnny Walker Blue for everybody. Anyway, everyone pours it out and stuff like that. And what was the rest of the story?
It's like $25 a shot. I walked in. He's already buying shots for everybody. His tab's up to like $450.
Oh, jeez. So Doc doesn't make a ton of money. Either.
Well, he did that day. He got a residual check, so he was pretty happy.
Oh, but yeah.
So me, being the good guy that I am, I said, no, Doc, just get me a Jaeger. I'm happy with the Jaeger. And then he goes to pay the tab, and the bartender, Jenny, says, hey, can you make sure he tips? And I'm like, hey, Doc. And he just yelled at me and said, I'm going to tip when I want to tip. And it was pretty bad.
Did you see what it was?
It's
pretty low.
I don't remember, but it was pretty
low. Well, you know, there's different generations, you know. People just don't. Tip, like, I think as you the generations now, the millennials, and even like our generations. I don't. Maybe we all were in the service industry at one time, so maybe we are different when it comes to that.
No, Doc. I've had this conversation with Doc before, and
he's got a theory behind it.
No. It's not a generational thing. He's always like,
"Well, it's just him."
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, he bragged about like tipping the bartender $300 one time, just on a. And it turned out that was never true. I spoke to the bartender. He was just talking shit to make him sound like...
good old Doc.
Doc, you put that decimal point right after the three. That's not 300, by the way.
Yes.
I let you know. That's $3.
Ah, see?
Yes. So he introduced you to this. So, but Red, what's the difference? Do you see it? Do you taste it different? Like, for me, here's the thing with these kind of deals. When I tasted this earlier before I got on the air, I said, I don't like it because I don't like that oaky taste to it.
It's very oaky.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like the añejos, like tequilas, because they age them in the barrels and it's got that oakiness to it. It's kind of that, and the more oaky it gets, the more I don't like all those. Like, everybody gets so excited about like an 18-year-old. Well, I always get excited about an 18-year-old, but like 18-year-old scotch or something. You know, like I don't get excited because of that kind of peatiness and the oakiness and stuff. That's why I stick to like Buffalo Trace or even that Jameson IPA is good. If you guys have ever had that one,
I had a little bit of that. It was okay. Personally, I just like Jameson by itself. Regular,
yeah,
nice Jameson.
No, Jameson's very good. If you're just getting your generic whiskey to me, it's fantastic in that regard.
Have you had Redbreasts?
No.
Okay, Artillery.
I've never banged a Native American girl, no.
What's with you and Native Americans?
I knew that was coming. But
I don't know. Really,
you can't leave them open like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I just picture him on a Saturday like with Pocahontas on TV, and he's just jerking it in his living room.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Disney cartoon version. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, because it's the hottest one. Oh, usually, yeah.
Exactly. She's the most voluptuous.
Oh yeah, she's
the group.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This went down a...
Hey, it's not my fault. It's Nate.
Oh, no. You said the 18-year-olds, motherfucker. Don't give me that shit.
All right. Okay. So yes, I agree with you. You just want, like, if you want a nice whiskey, boom, go with the Jameson.
Go with the JMO.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. And today, this is what I was talking about. 1707, Scotland and England formed Great Britain. And I think they brought Wales in somewhere later on. Once Tom Jones was born.
Wow.
They brought Wales in.
Yeah, I noticed how your voice kind of sank a little bit when you brought Wales in the discussion.
Because it's like Tom Jones, baby. Tom Jones. It's not unusual.
And almost a year ago, they almost weren't a country anymore.
No, that's true. But right. And I don't know where Ireland fits in the whole thing, speaking of Jameson and all that whiskey and stuff. But I don't know how Ireland fits into the Great Britain. Because at one time they were... I thought part of the UK, United Kingdom, which may be different than Great Britain. I don't know.
Northern.
We are not historians by any means.
Yeah, Northern Ireland is a part of the United Kingdom.
Okay. But that's what I'm wondering. Like, is United Kingdom and Great Britain the same? Maybe there's somebody out there who
knows. Yeah, well, no, the United
Kingdom
is. Post
something later on 30MCH.com.
Give us a call about this right now.
Yeah.
Some please. Pissed off, like, Northern Irish guys be like, you fucked up with that logic.
We're Irish. Damn it. We're not part of Great Britain.
Hey, you're drinking the Scottish stuff. But
I did go to Scotland. I went to Edinburgh. And I said it correctly because I was taught when I got there, it's not Edinburgh, it's Edinburgh.
Oh, that's the New York version, Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh. Yeah. Because it depends on what borough you're from. And
bingo.
You're right.
Where are you from? Yonkers, right?
Yonkers, yes.
Yeah. Is that a borough or is that just a city?
It's a city in Westchester County. But one of the nicknames is the sixth borough. But the New York, they don't want us, the city.
So. Doesn't want Yonkers?
No.
No?
No.
But I thought Westchester County was nice.
It's the second richest county in the country. Orange County is number one. But Yonkers is also...
Orange County, New York, not Orange County, Los Angeles? Oh, Orange County, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay. But Yonkers is also known as the asshole of Westchester County. So there you go. Yeah. Or the armpit we get sometimes.
I think armpit's a little better.
Yeah, it brings the value of Westchester County down.
Yonkers does?
Yonkers does, absolutely.
Well, DMX has something different to say about that.
Well, don't
where's DMX from? He's from Yonkers?
He's from Yonkers.
Oh, okay.
He's in prison right now.
Is he your most famous person from Yonkers?
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, she's from Yonkers, too?
She is, too, yes.
Okay. Wow.
And, that's all I got right now.
Yeah, well, and you and G-Rock.
And G-Rock.
DJ Jesus.
DJ Jesus.
Yeah. How long have you been DJing?
Oh, gosh, 20 years?
Really?
Yeah. I'm old, man.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Good 20 years. I still do it a couple Saturdays out of the month at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. So if you guys are in town, come on out for some great DJ music.
Saturday, right? Is it every Saturday?
It's just a couple of months. I'm doing the 12th and the 19th this month.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me plug.
Randy, sure. I got to say, I've seen him DJ at this exact place, the Federal, before. And I went, I think it was a Friday. Anyway, I come by, I come in and stuff like that, and I'm, you know, wearing a nice button-up shirt, and I'm wearing shit kickers. I'm wearing shit kicking
cowboy boots.
Yeah, I'm wearing shit kicking cowboy boots.
That's for those people who aren't from Texas.
Right.
Yeah. But you got to have the mystique, and I didn't have the Spurs or anything. But anyway,
Cowboys fan.
You know what? Here's the thing. On the cowboy boots in Los Angeles, you don't see that a lot. You don't see a lot of cowboy boots in Los Angeles.
Because they look stupid.
No, actually, I like cowboy boots.
Yeah, dumbass.
You gonna show him where to buy a pair then? Because he likes them.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
I can't pull them off, but I like them.
They get on.
Well, yeah. I can't pull them on or off. So you went there with your shit kickers on and your fanciest flannel, and what happened?
Yeah, I didn't go that full shit kicker. You gotta inch your way
in. You
got
your dressy shit kickers on.
Right. You can't go full.
Right. Are these alligator?
No, come on, man.
They're
polished knife.
Yeah, right.
All right, so you go to the Federal, and he's DJing.
Anyway,
What's going on?
He's
jamming the tunes.
Greg's a great DJ, but it was just like I was the only white man in that entire place, and I was the only man above about 5'9". In that entire
place.
Was
it Asian night or something?
No, it was.
It's a mixed night. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called.
It's a mixed breed of people that are there.
It's called. It was hip hop night, and that's never a good news for any bouncer ever.
Wow. Well, it's never a good. It's never good for the guy wearing shit kickers walking in there.
No. You're in L.A. You should know not to wear your shit kickers anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, why not?
For that exact reason.
No.
So. You do the Federal now. You do this is where Greg gets mad at me. This is where G-Rock gets mad at me.
Here we go.
No, because I always joke
yep.
about when you do your set. Where you get up there and you press play on the MP3 player, right? And that's it. And you sit back for an hour and a half.
That's what I do. That's what the kids do these days.
Right, because you already made your set together, right?
I play the same 95% of the songs every week.
Do you really, though? Play a lot of the same songs?
Well, they don't...
There's popular ones, so you have to play.
So I'll play the new popular ones if they're good.
Right.
But you can't write good music all the time. So,
no.
You know, this is...
Well, you got to match beats.
Well, that too. That's part of the gig when you press the one button. You got to make in your brain. You're matching the beats
on your iPhone. When you press play,
people think I'm texting, but I'm really
no.
But you're really like audio. You're like audio NASCAR. Turn left the entire time. You just press play.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Audio NASCAR.
Just go in circles. Play
circle.
You just go and you just scroll down and like, oh, Jay-Z. Okay, press play.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Play
in New York.
They'll do it for me.
But you have a bunch of the. But your selection, like the one I was just singing, the Jay-Z New York, what's it called?
New York State of Mind.
Yeah. Now that one, but there's a club mix, right? There's club mixes for a lot of these things.
Well, that song's pretty hip hop anyway, so they don't need a mix.
But it has
for
that
it.
In New York.
Oh yeah.
But it's got all that stuff first.
It was a fun song, and I played it when it was popular, but not too much anymore.
Do you get a lot of old school requests?
I play a lot of old school.
Like, well,
not
how,
super
how
old,
old is old school? Because for me, old school is straight up now. Tell me.
Wow. See, no, I don't play Paula Abdul normally in my sets. I'll do Sugar Hill Gang once in a while, like Apache.
If
the crowd's good and drunk, even though they're young. That's the thing about the kids these days. They get to listen to anything they want at any time.
That is true. So they're a little bit more aware, because when you're on YouTube, and I fall into the YouTube, what we call it, the downhill spiral, or whatever you want to call it, the wormhole, when you start with one song on YouTube and then it suggests all these other things on the right, so you click the next one, and the next thing you know,
you can go down in a dark path.
And sometimes you're watching babies and puppies playing together. Yeah. I don't know why, and I'm crying. It's always happening.
You're crying.
You always see in the comment section, it's just like you'll have the most random thing, and you'll see that one comment that says, like, how the fuck did I get here from like neo Nazis, like jump, like to puppies. And like hugging and stuff
and,
like that.
And this is what Nate did today before he came.
And that's what you posted, right?
That's what
you posted. Right. as you're watching Pocahontas, you wrote, "How did I get here from neo-Nazis?"
Right? That was Downey's video.
Yeah, Downey.
Yeah.
His alter ego, Downey.
But I do that all the time. I'll be listening to one thing. And I try to, although I'm not very good at it, I try to stay up a little bit. Like, I'll click on some of the videos that are on the front page. Because usually the front page of YouTube, when you go there, is usually some of the newer...
Right, more popular
stuff. Yeah, more popular stuff. And so I'll listen to that. I remember when I was driving Uber for a while, and the 20-something girls would get in the car, which was nice, except they're really fucking annoying after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to go... They're going 6 blocks, and they want me to plug their phone in so they could listen to their music for... And they change the channel 5 times or change the song.
And then you make $3.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's where I started to hear a lot of stuff that I'm not familiar with at all, because they all listen to that stuff. I don't know any of that stuff.
The thing is, I don't even listen to it, and I DJ it.
But don't you have to know it, though?
You do, but I know I have like specific websites I go to that always have the most popular songs ready for you there.
You just grab them from there?
I'll go to like power106.com, and I'll say, let's see what the new stuff is. And then,
do you have to pay for all of these songs?
I pay a monthly fee for a record pool, and I get most of the new stuff off of that.
Okay, so this is you're paying like an ASCAP BMI thing?
That's kind of what it is, yeah.
Okay, all right. Because when you DJ out, I know the bar sometimes has to pay that fee, but I didn't know if you had to, because with the karaoke thing that was going on for a while, there was like the karaoke Nazis were coming around.
Well, the bar typically has to pay for that, but as long as I'm paying my monthly fee to this one thing,
right,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Got my bases covered.
And you got a good deal coming up. Your buddy's getting married, and he's like, hey, DJ my wedding, and I'll pay for everything. Come out here and do it.
Damn right.
And you get to go a free trip back home, man.
Yeah, I was planning on going that week anyway.
Right,
right.
I was like, sounds good, buddy.
Sounds good.
I will DJ your wedding.
And now, Rocky's in high demand.
Not just myself. He's got like 3 other buddies doing it, too.
So you only can do like a half hour.
Yeah, who knows?
So you press play, and press then sit play. Around for a half hour, eat some cake.
press play, talk to my old high school buddies. Like, yeah. Hey.
Is that who this buddy is from high school?
Yeah, he's from high school.
You guys still keeping track with your high school buddies?
Yeah. I mean, one of my best friends is from high school. But other than that, it's just kind of like I could count on like one hand the amount of friends
too.
I have.
Yeah, well,
actual friends.
No, but I'm saying like high school buddies. Like my best friend from high school lives in Missouri. And we keep track. He used to come out here for work. And so we'd hang out when he came out here. But I think when you move out and stuff, and Facebook keeps you a little bit, but I've noticed my high school buddies are not on Facebook. Their wives are, which keep them in you know, information wise that lets them know what's going on, but these guys aren't on Facebook.
Oh yeah, no, it's mostly the wives. I mean, I personally am single, so I'm on it, you know, but if I want to talk to my brother, no, I talk to his wife, and that's
how. Oh, through Facebook?
That, through Facebook or any of that? Yeah.
Well, I call my brother.
I do. He just doesn't pick up.
Oh, right. He sees the caller ID and doesn't pick up.
He's like, "There's my crazy brother from LA."
So Nate, you don't talk to is your high school buddy out here?
No, he's in the Bay Area. Actually,
is that where you're from?
Yeah, Bay Area originally.
So how did you become a Dallas Cowboy fan?
They're America's team. Yeah, that's.
Was it back in the days when it was Staubach and America's team? Is that you serious? Yeah, is that what it was? Yeah, really?
That's the most obnoxious answer I could give you.
Well, see that. But here's the thing.
What a bunch of crap.
So here's the thing. So there's the three of us sitting here. Greg from Yonkers, New York, makes sense. Giants fan.
He's not from Jersey. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but Jersey's just where they play.
We can go down that road, too.
But you know, I grew up in Central Illinois, so the only football team, well, is the Bears and the Rams, but where I grew up was more Bears anyway. But so that's why I'm always curious about people who don't live, because you've got 49ers then, right?
Oh, yeah, 49ers, and this is before the Raiders moved.
And the Raiders?
Before the Raiders moved to L.A.
Yeah.
Here's the story. My mom was actually the football fan of my two parents. Anyway, this is like 1992. This is the game where the Cowboys were playing San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. This is the first of the three Super Bowls they won in the 90s. So they're in the championship game, and my mom's having a football party over, and I don't know dick about football. I'm like 7, 8 years old at the time.
You still don't?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Neither do I, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Me too, pal.
Go ahead.
Great. I was in Chi there before this New York Yankee doodle.
So the 7-layer dip is out.
And, yeah, right. Anyway, my mom pissed me off somehow. I don't even remember how, but I was like, all right, I don't even know this other team, the Cowboys, so I start rooting for them. Cowboys win the game. They go to Super Bowl. They go to Super Bowl 27, and I said, you know what?
That's pretty good, though. I can never remember Super Bowl numbers. You know, in 92, I'd be like, Super Bowl. Oh, they won the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't know Super Bowl 27.
Well, you would know the Cowboys. I mean, the Bears, right?
Well,
85, but I don't know the Super Bowl. I don't know the year.
The number 20.
Oh, see, you know more than I do. I know it was 85, but I didn't know it was 20.
Because the Giants won the next year, and it was 21.
So that's the only reason you know that.
Well, check this out. Check this out, Randy. I was born December 2nd, 1985. It was Monday Night Football.
A day that will live in infamy.
It was the only game. It was the only game the Bears lost that year to the Miami Dolphins.
Was it your year you were born?
Yeah, it was
the day you were born.
The day I was born.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, only day.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Right. Yeah.
Chicago Bears lost that season.
I think there was a San Francisco earthquake probably the same time.
1906, motherfucker.
The youngest one in the room, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't make that joke around me, dickhead.
So you said, okay, I'm from this point. Well, that's interesting because my brother Doug, who's 4 years older than I am, became a Raiders fan. And for a long time, I was a Raiders fan because I looked up to him. He's my second one up. He's my oldest brother. And he was a Raiders fan because of, like, Mark Van Egan, Kenny the Snake Stabler, those guys. He just liked that era of the Raiders. And to this day, he lives in Denver, but he's a Raider fan. God bless him.
Oh,
out
they
there.
Must love him.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. I went to a game with him in Denver, and not to the game, but we went to the bar. He was the only one in a Raiders outfit. At the place.
That's almost worse when you go to the bar, you know, than actually going to the game or the shit you must.
But they weren't. He didn't get a lot of shit or anything.
Well, that's because he's a Raiders fan.
They're
don't
afraid.
Mess
you think?
With the Raiders.
Well,
fan.
He also has a shaved head, so they're probably
there's
two things right off the bat.
Well, and we went to the last Charger Raider game, the last game at Qualcomm actually. So it was a Raider Charger game the year before they moved, and. Because another brother who lives down that area had tickets. So we went, and we're walking through the parking lot, and I'm looking around. And I look at Doug, and I go, I feel like I'm at a fucking Raider game, man. There are no Charger people anywhere in this place. It was all Raiders everywhere you turn.
Because the Charger fans were scared.
Well, I think the Charger fans were pissed off at the Chargers and the city for not giving them the stadium that they wanted to get, you know, and move up here. So I have my brother, his wife, who's a Bears fan, he lives down there, but his wife is a Charger fan, and she was very upset when they moved here.
Well, it's ironic that nobody was at the game, and part of the reason they even moved is because nobody went to the games.
Right. San Diego, it was notorious for having fair weather fans. I mean, which is ironic because I remember when I was still living in the Bay Area, the Raiders, this is the year they went to the last time they went to the Super Bowl. Maybe
not
four.
The Tampa Bay one. You're talking
about. The Tampa Bay one. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the most recent Super Bowl, where basically
that was Gruden. That was Gruden.
No, that was post Gruden. Actually, that Bill Callahan was their coach.
No, when they went to the
Gruden was on.
Oh, that's
Tampa
right.
Tampa.
Gruden was on Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, maybe they had eight away games that were all televised in locally. But maybe about only four of the home games were actually televised because the rest were blacked out. And this is a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, it was that bad where you could just assume a Raiders home game would be blacked out.
Well, maybe that's the deal down in San Diego with the Chargers. But that stadium was so – when we were there at that stadium – this is the first time I've ever been to Qualcomm. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Qualcomm.
Never.
No.
Well, you're looking around and you're – I felt like it's the equivalent of like – a flip phone nowadays. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it felt like.
Like a Qualcomm flip phone?
Exactly. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Yeah, exactly. It had that sort of feel to it where it was just, it was 70s, it was built, and it was old, and they needed to do something. And it's such a great area to have a stadium and to enjoy a weekend. I mean, San Diego's gorgeous down there.
Yeah.
But boy, did they really screw. Now, then they move up here, and look what happens. Nobody comes to the games even here.
And it's 30,000, like, seat stadium or something like that.
Yeah.
Not hard to fill up.
Right, not at all.
Oh, yeah, the soccer stadium?
StubHub stadium, yeah.
Because it's a gal. Now, what's the – just real quick, this is sort of football because it's kicking with your foot. But what's the deal? There's the Galaxy, and there's another L.A. soccer team or something.
Yeah, brand new. I don't know much about soccer myself.
Yeah, neither do I. But it's the football club, the LA football club. But I don't. Right. And they're playing there too, I guess. But
I think they just had their first game. No, they have a brand new stadium.
Oh, that's right. They built a brand new stadium for them. Yeah.
And I think they just had their first game on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
I know nobody. Because we're American, nobody cares about that. So, so now the Rams have really. I thought done a great job of, you know, putting together a team in the last year and we saw the possibility of them, you know, making the play, going to the playoffs, and maybe going to the Super Bowl. And I didn't pay attention to their draft picks this time around to see what they got, but I think that they might have be in contention next year.
Well, their big thing right now is they didn't have a first or second round draft pick, and again for the second year in a row, because last year they went and gave up a high second round draft pick to get Sammy Watkins, and who was also in a contract year.
Mm. Yeah, who's gone now?
Yeah, who's gone now? Right. He signed a big contract in Kansas City, even though he didn't do much with LA. And this year they gave up a first round pick for Brandon Cooks, and who's also in a contract year.
Yeah.
So again, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's basically the kind of thing where it's like, all right, we're either going to rent you for a year but give you a first round pick, or we're going to give you big money. That kind of a thing. So they didn't have a draft pick for the first two picks, and then they went all in on O-line, which is smart because if you look if you look at them, the only thing they're really missing is a great O-line.
Well, that's kind of what Dallas did too, though. But Dallas went, because I was looking at Dallas and I was looking there, I put it just down in my little notes, picked mostly defense and O-line and that sort of situation. They didn't, Dallas, because they have the quarterback, they have the running back, they, you know.
Well, Nate would know more about this than I would because he's a big Cowboys fan. Right. But all I have to say about that situation is that the Cowboys just suck. So, and there you go, Nate. That was good, right? You like that?
Well, what do the Giants do for the draft?
They got Saquon
Barkley.
You were talking about him earlier.
Yeah, because he's already selling the most jerseys in the NFL.
I know. Right, Barkley sold the most jerseys. I'm like, wait, you're talking about Charles Barkley?
you did say that.
you're more interested with him with his jersey off, Greg, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
I do know what you mean.
Thank you.
See, now I feel like we're at the bar. Now I feel like we're
now I feel like we're at the bar talking and drinking.
We exchange a couple gay jokes. It's on now. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yes. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right.
You got to filter him, right?
I know. Yeah. I got to put a disclaimer at the end of this. I'm gonna have to put a disclaimer. I already put one at the front of this with the stats and math figures and everything. Now I got to put another disclaimer about
just for Nate.
Yeah,
but the FCC might be
But my favorite thing about Nate and the Dallas Cowboys is that now the new draft picks. Have you waited yet to give them nicknames, or have you given them nicknames? Because you have nicknames every player, right?
Yeah. Well, I know the first one is Leighton Van Der Esch is the guy's name.
Okay, and he is a what?
He's a middle linebacker.
Middle linebacker. Yeah.
Anyway, this guy just looks like straight up Hitler Youth, so his name's Hitler Youth.
I love your thought process.
Seriously, if you look at the guy and tell me if you don't think Hitler Youth comes right to your head, and if you don't, then whatever.
See, this would be a perfect time to have my cell phone on because I could look it up and be like, oh yeah.
No, you can have it on. You just don't.
Just kidding. I don't really care that much.
I don't want to see if he looks like. Why do you say he looks like a Hitler Youth? He's like,
yeah, he's just blonde and German as fuck. I mean, he just looks like that big, stocky,
right.
What Hitler would have thought would be a perfect male.
Okay,
like my brother. Actually, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So there you go, but you do have names for every player.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Well,
even the bench players.
Bench players. But
okay,
depends. Yeah,
because when we're at the bar, when we're at the bar watching, it's the best. The best part is Nate when he yells out the guy's nickname. But we don't know. Nobody else in the fucking bar knows the nickname.
Nobody knows who he's talking about.
No. No, we have no idea what he's talking about. And you got to remember, in L.A., it's different than being in Cincinnati or Chicago or anywhere else. L.A., it's when you go to a bar to watch the games at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is early. But
great.
But when you go to watch the games, it's not just the Dallas game. There's seven other games on at least, you know.
Right, and then there's Nate, the one guy screaming random nicknames. And you're like, which
Hitler Youth,
Third Reich.
Yeah, I just went, put that fist in the air and go.
He's just talking football, guys. He's just talking football.
It's a nickname. It's a nickname. It's not.
We're just
real.
Talking a little Aryan race over here. Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand. Right. He doesn't mean it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's funny when you do this those nicknames. I didn't experience it like a year. Or so ago, and I was with you and Bill, who's another friend of ours, who a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you guys were like, you were saying all these names, like, does he have a nickname for every one of them? But goes, yeah, he does.
Give us a quick one, Dak Prescott.
There you go, quiz him.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I figured you would do it, but okay.
No. this one's kind of lame. This is just the Dak attack.
Oh yeah,
the Dak attack. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah. What about the running back?
Zika virus. when he fucks you over and gets 150 yards, he's infecting you with the Zika virus.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a lot of thought into these names, too, man.
You think, man. You do.
It's not just a simple,
yeah, right.
You know, like, slappy. You know, you know what I mean?
Slappy?
Yeah, slappy the quarterback.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like some simple name. Yeah,
that sounds like the retarded.
That's the name of the coach because he, you know, slaps everybody in the ass.
Well, no, that's the clapper.
Do you have a clapper. Do you have a nickname for the coach?
A Red Jesus.
So does that mean that Jerry's God?
Well, no, no. Jerry is Leatherface.
He is.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
How many people has he killed? Probably, yeah.
How many
careers has he killed?
Right, they're buried under the old Dallas Stadium.
Well, that's the funny thing. I made a joke when he was being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's just like, well, what face of this are they going to use on the Hall of Fame plaque? Are they going to use that like post like shitty facelift or like now where he's just like all googly eyed and like looks like
he paid for googly eyed?
Yeah,
they're going to put googly eyed.
Well, no, that's one thing you know, like someone. Is probably a bad business person if they go cheap on their facelift and they're a billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who, this is an LA thing, by the way, for all you people listening that aren't from LA, Mark Kriske, the weatherman from KTLA. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Bad face job.
Bad eyes are just wide open now.
And, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I was talking about this on one show. Speaking of KTLA, yeah. So you guys know Lauren Lister? You know who she is?
Yep. No.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Sounds hot.
I watch it every morning.
Yeah, so Lauren Lister is a reporter.
Sounds hot.
Now, but Greg, now G-Rock, do you know this? So Lauren Lister is dating and engaged to, you know, Courtney Friel, the blonde?
Yes.
Courtney Friel from KTLA, the anchor, her ex-husband.
Whoa.
Lauren Lister is engaged to him. And she wasn't working at KTLA at the time, and then she came over and was at the same time she was dating that guy. And I read this article where Courtney Friel's like, oh, it's fine, and we all get along, and she loves the kids. And I'm like, oh, come on, bullshit. You're like, you have a voodoo doll of that bitch in your cupboard.
Well, one's in the morning and one's in the evening, right?
Well, but they interact together because sometimes Courtney's anchoring and Lauren's out there, you know.
See, now that I know what you just said, I'm going to pay a little more attention next time to this situation.
And see what their reaction is. Yeah.
Drama.
But I just, but going
and
back.
Then, and then there's a car accident.
But Mark Kriske's like, I'm like, dude, you were hanging on, man. You are really trying to hang on, aren't you?
He's trying.
Just give it up.
Yeah, and he's not even.
Who gives a shit? You're a weatherman.
He's not even that good of a weatherman.
No.
He's always coughing. Got something in my throat there.
You know who's also better, by the way, is Sam Rubin, I think, is a terrible entertainment reporter. I don't know if you guys ever noticed.
Yeah, he's just grandfathered in.
I always said, like, if you ever watch him interview somebody in the morning on that show, he doesn't even look at the person he's talking to. He talks to the camera more than he talks.
Sure. Well, he's always looking at his notes.
He's looking at his, yes, yeah. Yes. He's always looking at his fucking notes. I'm like, well, why don't you talk to the person sitting next to you, dude?
Justin Timberlake is sitting right there.
Yeah.
Talk to the guy.
Oh, I mean, might not be Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
it might be.
I'd look away, too.
His eyes are too beautiful.
You know what? It's like Medusa. You just turn to stone because he's so beautiful. You turn to rock.
Well, yeah, if I was going to prison rape him.
Something turns to rock, yeah.
Can I tell you that I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but anyway, but when I used to drive for a limo company a long time ago, I drove Jessica Biel. And let me tell you something right now. She is fucking as gorgeous as you think she is. Mm. When she came out of the house, and I'm like, wow. This is a long time ago. This is 20 years
right,
ago.
Right, right.
Hey, lady.
Yeah. Well, her and Charlize Theron are both gorgeous in person. Charlize Theron stole my lighter, by the way.
Did you call her about it? Like, you got
she gave me $20 tip, so which is that's all right. Most some stars are good.
Take my lucky red Bic lighter, okay? It's okay.
It was like a little tiny Bic lighter. That's what it was.
Right.
Mm. So speaking of celebrities and stuff, so we're gonna move on from the NFL because we're gonna talk about. I want to get you guys' opinion on this Cosby verdict that came down. What do you think?
I mean, he's probably guilty of something.
Well, he was found guilty.
Well, I know he was found guilty. Being found guilty and being guilty.
Yeah, you think are two different things. But
I do. So he probably did something.
But you hear what the juror said. So juror number one said he hung himself with his own rope because he said that he used to give women Quaaludes. We were talking about that earlier. We were talking about joking about like
we're joking about rape. Just another day at the bar.
Yeah, no, we were talking about like we were talking about Cosby Night. Everybody takes a Quaalude and sees how long it takes to pass out.
Oh, right. That'd been a great show.
Whoever's up the longest. Yeah, right. The podcast is going to be whoever stays up the longest is the best.
Oh God, it'll last 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. I know. Right. If that,
I'm so resistant to Quaaludes over the years. Yeah, right. But yeah, so he was found. But the sentencing's coming. He's 80 years old. Or 80-something. I think he's close to 80.
Yeah,
I know he's 80.
About 80, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's the sentence on somebody like that? Where's 80?
It's going to be on every count he was found guilty of, right? So he'll be in prison for life.
Yeah, or, what's
like 5 years after he's found guilty?
Or at this point, do you just say, just...
Did you hear? So this is the guy, by the way, who doesn't cuss at all. Right, in his act, and he used to remember the Eddie Murphy thing where Eddie's like, Bill called me up and said, why are you doing the cussing and the, you know what I mean? And so Eddie used to do that in his act, and so after the district attorney was saying that he's a flight risk because he's got a private plane, and Cosby goes, I don't have a private plane, you fuckhole, or something like that, like asshole. Like, he called him some name in court. Yeah, like, right. Like, wow, that's Bill Cosby, really? He's cussing like that? You know?
Well, he's raping girls with Quaaludes. You can cuss a little bit, too, right?
Yeah. That would be over the line, yeah.
Too far.
Wait, here's what I was thinking about, because he makes all these weird noises, but imagine if... I always thought, like, if he was being raped in prison, if you mentioned, oh, that dude, oh,
my God, this
I'm old and getting deep dark,
oh, my God, your dick is in the butt and it hurts.
We got two Bill Cosbys in the room right now. This is great.
Only one of them is black.
I don't know which one it is.
I don't know which one he's talking about either. I'm closest to Bill Cosby. I'm the baldest out of everyone over here. So there you go.
That is great.
By the way, also
chocolate cake.
I love that. See, that was, when I was a kid, like Bill Cosby himself, that was our family. When he was talking about, like, there was one in particular where he talks about telling. He's like, "Hey, tell, you know, hey Rudy, tell Jim, dinner's ready." Yeah, dinner's ready. You know, that was our family, because that's my mom used to be like, Randy, tell Doug dinner's ready. And I would yell across. She's like, I could have fucking done that.
I could. Yeah, well, yeah. Then why didn't you do it?
Yeah, why didn't you do it, Mom? Why'd you have me do it? Yeah. But I was curious about that, because I was, you know, that was the big news of the day. But also this day in history, by the way, I just want to let you know this, because...
Britain. Yeah, we already talked
about that. No, Empire State Building was dedicated today in 1931.
Awesome.
Have you ever been there?
You know what? No.
You never
what?
Went there?
I've even been there.
Yeah.
And he's not from New York.
Tourists go there.
Well, come on.
Well, you're
on.
Outside the five boroughs, asshole. So you go,
dude, it's iconic.
Right. Yeah. Technically, I'm from upstate New York.
Right. But it's iconic.
All right,
1931.
You know, when I go home next month and my buddy flies,
why don't you go up there?
I'm gonna go up there and drop a penny and see if the...
Well, you're not supposed to do that. It's kill people.
Oh, yeah. That was always the old adage.
Or you can go up there and look for Meg Ryan.
Oh, right. Just like, the, was it? Phil, what's the movie with Tom Hanks?
Not Philadelphia. Tom Hanks has AIDS in Philadelphia. That's a completely different movie.
You got Mail, right?
Is that the one? No, that's a different one, too.
You've got AIDS.
Sleepless in Seattle, I think, is what you're looking for.
They're all the same premise, except for Philadelphia.
Except for Philadelphia is a far cry from that.
Well,
you got two romantic comedies and then a man dying of AIDS. It's not really a romantic comedy.
Which is Philadelphia. I got Apple Music on my phone, so I downloaded some Bruce Springsteen the other day.
Streets of Philadelphia. Streets of Philadelphia. He got an Oscar nominee for... I don't know if he won or I can't remember if
he's
he did
just
or not.
Not
That's
good.
A terrible fucking song. It's a terrible song.
Most of the songs are bad.
Yeah, he's like, Streets of Philadelphia.
Sounds like a pedophile or something.
He's not singing. Here's the other thing about Bruce Springsteen that I've always found interesting over the years. You know the Hungry Heart, the song Hungry Heart?
Yes.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. Yeah. He doesn't sound like Bruce Springsteen at all in that song.
Maybe it's not Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, right.
I've always
it's a body
wondered
double.
That.
Maybe it's Bon Jovi.
Yeah, right.
John Bon Jovi, right? Because they're both from Jersey. All right.
So I have a Bon Jovi story, by the way, since you brought that up.
So here we go. Let's do it.
So it's the American Music Awards, and I have an SUV, and I'm driving, and I have to drive Bon Jovi, not the band Bon Jovi, by the way.
The whole band.
Yeah, not...
Pick them up backstage, take them around to the front so they can do the red carpet. Everybody minus... John Bon Jovi, right? So we drive and I drop them up. So then after the show, I pick them up and I'm taking them to a restaurant. Again, sans John Bon Jovi. So we're driving and Richie and the guys are in the back, and they're talking about some... Richie has to do some sort of music interview, right, the next day. He's got to do, like, a radio thing with John Bon Jovi. And he says...
No Rico?
No, he was in the van, too. They said, well, this is the only two they wanted was John and Richie Sambora. Richie said, he goes, why do I need to be there? They got the fucking king. Why the fuck do I need to be there? So you could feel the fucking tension a mile away from those guys. Like, John Bon Jovi did nothing with those guys when they were doing the American Music Awards.
And who was the king? Richie Sambora was dating Heather Locklear.
I know, was the thing. He was
the king.
He was all pissed off.
Right.
All they wanted was John Bon Jovi, you know, and not. He's like, "Why don't we? They're going to ask him all the fucking questions. Why don't I need to be there? You know, the whole time." And speaking of bands, so Fleetwood Mac, did you hear this latest one who got kicked out of the band?
No,
is a guitarist. What's his name? Holiday Row. Who's the guitarist? Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Wow. So Lindsey Buckingham got fired for this last tour that Fleetwood Mac was on. And
the Rumours tour? The recent one?
Well, the Rumours, what, 30 decades later or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, right.
But it's not the same without Lindsey Buckingham, though. I don't think it is.
I went to that concert over the summer at Dodger Stadium, mm-hmm. and I was working it, so I got to see some of the bands.
Right.
The Out West Tour, whatever it's called. And the last band to play...
I have no idea.
Well, the last band to play was Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
And I left before they even went on.
So. Right. Oh.
Oh, you snob. Great.
I know. After Journey and Earth, Wind & Fire, who needs Fleetwood Mac?
That's true. Now, you're a big Chicago fan.
Big time.
The band, not the city, but the band.
Correct. Well,
Chicago.
That sounds like a nice city, too.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Smaller New
York. I've lived there, and it's a nice city.
Smaller and colder New York, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, now, when the Peter Cetera thing went on, what were you and your pops thinking?
Well, I was...
You were young.
9 years old when I was
okay.
going on, so...
Well, what's your dad ever say anything about that in those days, or like...
We kind of come up a little bit here and there, but...
Because he's a huge fan.
Yeah, but he never... The story never really came out of why he left. And
it didn't. No. It never materialized of what the reason was. It was inside fighting or... solo career? Because he did a solo career like right after that.
Sure, and that's fine. But anyway, Chicago got into the Hall of Fame, you know, mm-hmm. a couple years ago, and Cetera didn't even show up for that.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Unlike Steve Perry, who showed up for Journeys. He didn't sing, but he showed up. And he gave props... To the Filipino dude.
Yeah, because he's amazing.
Yeah, right. That's the guy who doesn't... Actually, I have a story about Peter Cetera's daughter, who's gorgeous, by the way.
Is she really?
Yeah. No, right. And anyway...
Well, look at him. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Anyway, he wasn't talking about me when he said that. You know, he was talking about Peter Cetera. But anyway, I was in an acting class with her. Anyway, I'm, for whatever reason, I'm reading like a piece of poetry I wrote, and I'm like...
Wait, your own poetry?
Yeah, of course.
So in acting class, you don't pull out Mammoth or anything else. You're like, I'm going to do my own piece of poetry.
They're supporting artistes.
Yeah, this is why he's not an actor.
Roses are red.
Exactly.
There's violets are blue. I like Indian chicks.
That aren't Jews.
Not Johnny Walker Blue.
There you go. Exactly. So go ahead. Yeah. So Peter Cetera's daughter.
Anyway.
How old is she at this time?
You
think?
Maybe like 27, 12.
Okay.
12,
oh, 13. All right.
Right in my prime age.
Right, yeah.
No. Anyway, she approaches me after class and stuff like that, and I always thought she was fucking gorgeous.
Right.
And she comes up to me. She's like, "Oh my God, that was really great and stuff like that." And it's just like, I wish you would just represent yourself more in that way, because you're always like, you know, joking around and stuff like that, and like, I don't really find you attractive, like
she loved
around.
Your sensitive
when
side.
When you act like an immature idiot, right?
Yeah, She was like, "But you're so good looking, but it's just like, yeah, you do all these things with the jokes and stuff."
But
like,
you're such an asshole on the outside. I wanted to see the softer
side.
And
then she basically said that, and I was like,
"I'll have sex with you, but I won't date you."
Yeah, right. Well, I took it like, "Oh my goodness!" Like she complimented me like. On something I did that was my own, and then she said I was good looking too. So anyway, I go and text her later that night, and then I'm thinking like, oh yeah, this is it. Like, I've got it down. And everything.
You're in.
Like,
I'm
in. Anyway, she goes and says like, no, I'm actually seeing someone right now. Like, I'm not really going to see anyone from anyway. So I'm just like,
That's bullshit.
Yeah, no,
really?
Swing and you miss sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate, real quick, what's your podcast you got going on?
It's called No Remorse Sports.
On YouTube or is it?
No, I have it mostly on Twitter right now, and that's where I post
it. So is
it
at No Remorse? How do you, that's,
it's
no, shorter name.
Yeah, at No Remorse Sports. And if you don't know how to spell that, go take an English class.
Okay, so that will fit on Twitter? It'll fit on Twitter?
Yeah, that is what it is on Twitter.
Okay.
No Remorse Sports.
And that's
Sports.
How you find it? That's where your podcast is?
Yeah, that's where it is right now. I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel fairly soon.
All right. Well, they can follow you on Twitter, and they'll know when your
follow
when
me
your
on Twitter.
Comes up,
Nate Doughty, No Remorse Sports.
And G-Rock, you're going to be at the Federal when?
May 12th and 19th, and I got tons of DJ mixes on my website, www. See how you do that?
Yeah.
DJ-GRock.com.
So you have to have the dash in there. DJ-GRock.
Because DJ.
G-Rock is all one word?
G-Rock, well, G-Rock. DJ.
There you go. DJ-G-Rock.
G's got enough dashes in there.
How many dashes are
DJ
there?
DJG-Rock. Yeah. DJG-Rock.
Got it. Okay. DJG-Rock.com.
If you don't put the dash, you end up at a Christian website.
Some sort of porn site. They'll send me the links, and I'll put them on 30mch.com. If you're listening, and you can on the page and stuff, I'll put it there, and also at Facebook at 30mch, and our Twitter page for the 30 Minute Cocktail Hour is 30min cocktail hr. Don't ask me why I had to take it, because I'm an asshole. I had the other one, but 30 Min Cocktail H Hour. Thank you guys for coming in and enjoying the. I actually enjoyed it a little bit after. The more I drank it, I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's always the way it works out.
At the beginning, I was a little nervous, but.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening, and have a good night, and see you.